Amazon bought a movie studio. It paid nearly $8.5 billion for the 97-year-old MGM. And it's getting a lot more than James Bond and Rambo and Clarice Starling. It's also getting The Housewives, Offred from The Handmaid's Tale, and reality TV king Mark Burnett. For more on all of this, we're joined now by NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hey, Eric.
Hi.
So tell us why Amazon would want to buy MGM. Like, what exactly is it getting for $8.5 billion?
Yeah, a little more than a seaside getaway, I guess. You know, MGM, as you know, has a lot of movies. It's got 4,000 films, including Silence of the Lambs, and you mentioned James Bond. They've got 17,000 TV titles, TV shows, and it just seems like a further signal that Amazon isn't seeing its originals TV business as a boutique effort. They're serious about this. And at a time when streaming services really need to get bigger to really compete, they're pumping some major money into Amazon Prime Video, which you can only access if you subscribe to Amazon Prime. And it's known that CEO and founder Jeff Bezos has been pressuring the TV side to create bigger hits.
Oh, like the Lord of the Rings prequel that Amazon announced, what, a few years ago?
Exactly. They spent almost $500 million on the first season of that production. And the idea is to use these big TV hits to pull people into Amazon Prime memberships. It fuels something that Bezos has called the flywheel effect, where customers come into Amazon Prime Video for streaming content, and then they wind up using Amazon Prime to buy other things from the company. And they're trying to reduce the churn that sometimes happens when people come in and they sample a streaming service and then they go somewhere else.